These podcasts were recorded on Grandparents' Day, January 2013.
The parish sports were on, and it was sponsored by Lamb's Jams over at Bluebell. And the lad next, one of the lads next door, Rory Dwyer, who went on and played soccer for Shelbourne and for Transport, the old football team that was over in Harold's Cross. Rory and Mick Sharkey, who lived down the end of the road, won the three-legged race. And the prize was 6 2-pound jars of marmalade. And because it just shows the difference with now, each of those families kept 1 2-pound jar each, and they divided the rest of it up between every house on the road. You know, it was like a community. Nobody had anything, so everyone shared everything. And when we went and cut turf, I cut turf right with my father right up to the year I got married in 1958. I'll be 55 years married this year, please God. And when I was great at building a rick of turf, so I used to get sixpence when everyone else got threepence, because they'd come down with a big lorry, they'd dump it outside your house, and you had to carry it in. So everyone brought their
wheelbarrow.
Well, not the wheelbarrow. No, you couldn't get the wheelbarrows. They're the big basins that you used to be washed in front of the fire in. You know, and all the kids come with it, and they get threepence. And they were like ants, in and out through the houses, bringing the stuff in. And I used to build the ricks out the back. But I got sixpence for doing that, because my grandfather showed me how to do it. And it was great. You could keep a rick so it would stay dry. And the way you did that was you put a line of sods, and you put the next lot, like one line going like that and the other line like that. And then you built up like that. So all the outside ones were like that. So when it rained, the water ran off them. And the inside ones were all dry.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.